At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
My beautiful people, welcome to my channel. We are in the 17th nakshatra of Anuradha and doing comparative studies between life lesson buried inside every nakshatra and with I Ching and Gene Key system. Okay. First of all, let's do a quick recap of what this nakshatra means. It's a Devgana, so there's a softer energy to it. Even being within the harsh sign of Scorpio, ruled by dominantly Ketu, so there is some kind of a liberation it is seeking, Scorpio. And being a Saturn-ruled nakshatra, Saturn-ruled nakshatras are quite powerful in that sense. Starting from Pushya nakshatra, going to Anuradha and ending in Uttara Bhadrapada, right? You will see a dominant pattern of Arthapada being the most exalted in all Saturn ruled nakshatras. In this case, it goes from Scorpio in natal to Virgo. Virgo, 6th house, suggests some kind of work has to be done by Anuradha nakshatra people in order to achieve this life lesson also. What is the dominant energy here? Seeking the reward of love. It is ruled by Mitra, the lord of friendship, loyalty, intimacy of heart, depths of emotional bonding. Scorpio is the 8th chakra, so to speak, 8th house, sorry, and the root chakra. Therefore, it is seeking some emotional bonding, some emotional security. Merging love with sexual intimacy, 8th house is the house of sexual instinct. Devotion out of romantic love. Anuradha means following Radha, love of Lord Krishna, right? The love which can never be attained, which turns into devotion. The unrequisite, unrealized romantic love which becomes devotion is Radha's life story. Understanding essence of love, unrequited love, that's the word I was looking for. Fulfillment of promises, universal love. They are diplomatic people, they are good to lead a team. They have the power to worship because they have the power of devotion. They can be artistic in the first pada going into Leo. They can be disciplined in the second pada going to Virgo. That's the most exalted. But the last one has Scorpio going into Scorpio, the Virgottama part. That's the moksha. Okay, the most exalted angle of Anuradha becomes the last one, moksha, where Scorpio goes into Scorpio. Life lesson, finally, that's what we are trying to understand. Merging needs the bond of love to be aroused to reach the zenith point. Merging, in this case, we are talking about sexual merging, needs love first to be aroused to reach the zenith point or the orgasmic point. The ancients here in India were not very shy of sexual life, isn't it? They understood it as part of life, nothing apart from it. That's the Anuradha Nakshatra basic stuff. Now let's get to the hexagram and how to understand this. Let's begin with hexagram. Hexagram number 31. Jian, influence. Jian represents the concept of influence and leadership. For Anuradha, it suggests the bond of love has powerful influence in merging with others. This hexagram advises cultivating positive influence through the bond of love. Anuradha, as much as it's interested in sex, needs to first focus on love, basically. Hexagram 37, GRN, family. GRN symbolizes the concept of family and close relationship ties. Aligning with life lesson, it emphasizes the importance of love in connection with forming strong bonds, familial bonds. It's also the nakshatra of forming loyalty and friendship. Okay? Anuradha, people are very loyal people. This hexagram advises nurturing the bond of love within family and close relationships, which is a struggle for it because Scorpio going into Virgo suggests these people nitpick a lot. If you keep nitpicking with your family and relationships, you're never going to have one. Hexagram 45, Kui, gathering together. This concept signifies gathering together in the context of life lesson of Anuradha. It suggests love is a force that brings people together in a harmonious union. Basic force is love. You look for love and you'll get that particular high of an orgasmic point. This hexagram advises fostering the sense of togetherness and unity of love. Isn't that wonderful? Hexagram 46, Sheng, pushing upward. Sheng represents the concept of pushing upward and making progress. For this nakshatra, it suggests that love propels individuals and relationships to a higher levels of achievement. Remember, Anuradha is universal love and diplomacy also. And they are good at teamwork. Right? So, in a practical sense, they need to bring things together in love. This hexagram advises harnessing the uplifting power of love for growth and progress. Hexagram 58, Dui, joyous lake. Dui represents the energy of joy and celebration. We saw even this in Libra, celebration. For Anuradha, it suggests love brings joy and fulfillment to the merging with others. So you bring in love first, then you will enjoy that merging, that energetic merging that you seek. This hexagram advises celebrating the bond of love and its role in reaching the zenith point, highest exaltation of love. Hexagram 63, GG, after completion. This hexagram advises that love is essential for the successful completion of merging with others. A sense of completeness, like I have achieved this. If your soul has come in with some nakshatra, whatever that might be, among the 27, in different planets, houses, blah, 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 it essentially suggests your soul is looking for some finishing exercise, isn't it? Some experiences, isn't it? In Anuradha's case, it's looking for completion of merging sense with others. This hexagram advises embracing the transformative power of love for ultimate fulfillment. Ketu, transformative power of love with Mars. Now let's see the gene keys. Gene key number one, gift of creativity. Creativity involves the ability to bring something new into existence. This gene key can guide individuals to creatively cultivate the bond of love, allowing for deeper and more meaningful merging of energies. Essentially suggesting, if you don't have love, where is the deeper meaning? of why you're doing whatever you're doing. Yes? Chain key number 14, the gift of power. Power in this sense involves the use of responsible strength and leadership and influence. This gene key can suggest in harnessing the power of love to facilitate merging, ensuring that merging process is guided by a sense of empowerment and responsibility. Another nakshatra, especially if there is Venus there or Moon there, are you going by empowering people around you? If not, you're not doing a very good job. Gene key number 21, the gift of authority. This authority involves responsible leadership. This gene key can support the theme for Anuradha people to lead with authority in matters of love and merging, creating a strong and secure foundation for the process. Gene key number 28, the gift of immortality. Immortality involves leaving a lasting legacy. This gene key can guide Anuradha people to cultivate a love that transcends time, timeless love. In fact, that's one of the core themes of Anuradha Nakshatra. It's timeless. It is not even dependent upon having that partner, unrequited love. Creating a legacy of love that continues to nourish the merging process. Sort of an energetic merging, you might say. Gene key 30, the gift of rapture. Rapture involves a state of ecstatic joy. This gene key can assist individuals in experiencing the joy and bliss of merging through the bond of love, enhancing the quality of the merging process. So you're talking about the process of merging itself in this gene key, isn't it? Gene key number 37, the gift of equality. This involves recognizing inherent worth in all beings. In the case of Anuradha, it means approach merging with a sense of equality and mutual respect, ensuring that the bond of love is based on solid foundation of fairness and balance. Gene key number 45, the gift of revelation. Revelation involves uncovering hidden truths. That's all it is. For Anuradha individuals to uncover deeper truths within their relationships, it needs a bond of love first. Put love first in the driver's seat for Anuradha Nakshatra people. That's what the soul is calling for, allowing for more profound and meaningful merging experience. Gene key 52, the gift of restraint, involves holding back when necessary. This gene key is asking Anuradha Nakshatra dominant people to exercise restraint when merging, ensuring that the process is guided by wisdom and discernment. Next, we shall talk about the 18th nakshatra of Jyeshtha, the second part of Scorpio, which is very different from this one. I'll see you in the next one. Meanwhile, take care. Other videos are available in my membership area if you are that esoterically inclined to follow and study. Take care.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.